Sam Panionovich watches sports for you and for me and comments on it. Hi, Sam. How are you?
King John, ready for Thursday night football. If you haven't seen the Bears enough in prime time, you get two more chances. Get a pretty big one tonight, too. Bears and Cowboys at Soldier Field.
Both teams are 6-6, right?
Yeah, and the Cowboys fighting for a little bit more because they still have an edge in their division. They're still in first place. Obviously, the Bears need a lot of balls to bounce their way. They have the Vikings and Packers in front of them, and they're a couple behind in the wild card. But if they win this game, they're technically still alive, even though Matt Nagy had a weird quote yesterday saying that they're not trying to make the playoffs or something like that, which I didn't quite understand. But you know every player on that field on both sides is really trying to win this one, because if they lose, either team, it's a really uphill battle.
Who's going to win the game? Who do you think has the advantage tonight?
I really think that this Chicago defense in this stadium, I went back and looked at the numbers, King. Last 17 home games, the highest yardage total for any running back is 59 yards, which tells me a lot of things. This defense, when they're here in Chicago, in that stadium, in this weather, they bring it. And I think Zeke Elliott, we know that in years past he's been one of the best running backs in the league. He's going to have a hard time running this football in Chicago. Todd Gurley had a tough time last year. Remember the Rams were white hot? They went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
They came to Chicago. They didn't score 10 points. So I think points are really going to be at a premium here. I've got this thing, honestly, either way, I've got it 17-16. I think the Bears are going to get a chance to win it with Eddie Pinheiro. Don't cringe. Don't cringe. It's going to come down to, I think, a last-minute kick for Chicago. Will he make it? I don't know, man. I think the total in this game is 43. I really like the under if I had to, like, pick it.
Yeah.
I like under 43 points, but I think it's going to come down to a field goal for Eddie Pinheiro, as much as it pains me to say that.
What's happened to field goal kickers in the NFL this year?
You know, that's been a very interesting conversation, and you used to kick, too, so you know about the psyche and all that. No, but you remember when you score a touchdown, your team would score a touchdown, you come off of the extra point, and the ball is on the two-yard line, right? And it's like, oh, here we go, this is an automatic. If you go back and look at the statistics for kickers, ever since they moved that extra point back, because now it's no longer a chip shot, right? Now it's like a 33-yard extra point. I think a lot of things like the motion, the rhythm, the feng shui of being a kicker, because it used to be so easy. You come off the extra point, boom, right down the middle. You got kickers shanking extra points now. And I think that sort of throws off the psyche of a kicker. Like, you used to see that ball go right through the middle two or three times a game. Now there are no such things. There's no such thing as an automatic for a kicker, and I think that's really played into it. I think the field goals have been missed because these kickers mentally are a little bit rattled. I know that it's their job. You got to make an extra point. You got to make a field goal. But when you see that, like a free throw shooter, when you see that ball go through, it makes it easier to make more. When you're an extra point guy and you're missing extra points, it makes those field goals in some weird way.
Yeah.
It makes them a little bit more tough.
That's interesting. So it translates. You think that the problem with the field goals is coming from the anxiety they have from the extra points.
And it's the loneliest position on the field, right? I mean, it's so tough because your team could fight and scratch and claw for 59, 60 minutes, and this game comes down to one kick off your foot. And I know people always say, well, that's their job. Well, okay, you go out there and do it, right? I mean, like, I've watched my friends try and kick 20-yarders and pull a hamstring and kick it into the ground. So it's not the easiest thing in the world, but they certainly didn't make the kicker's job easier when they moved that extra point back. Now it just makes everything else all that much tougher.
I'm not sure if that's made the NFL better or worse.
This sport, I'll tell you what, and I know you don't have a lot of time. We could talk about this at a different date, but this sport, I don't know how much NFL you watch this year. Between the quality of play and the flags, the product is not great. I mean, it's just not. It takes you 3.5 hours to watch a game. There's 20 flags. There's so many penalties. Guys are getting hurt every single week. It's just it's a tough watch, honestly. I've had a much more enjoyable year football-wise watching the college game because they let the people play. The refs stay out of the way. This NFL product, man, it's not great.
We don't have much time. You're right, Sam. So you say Bears are going to win something like 17-16. You think it might be a Pinheiro field goal that it comes down to. The Bears are still in the hunt if they win this game. They go to 7-6 with, what, two more games to play?
You got three more games left. You got three more. Guess who you got? You got the Chiefs, the Packers, and the Vikings. So if you win out, you deserve to make the playoffs.
Man, can you imagine, as bad as this team has been, top to bottom, coaching to kickers, if they win out, and I appreciate what I just said, but if they win out, how weird will it be to see this team in the playoffs this year?
I totally see that happening.
Okay.
I sense a little sarcasm from Mr. Bertrand there. It would be something, but that's life in the NFL. I mean, we've seen teams go 0-2 and make the playoffs and make deep runs. I don't think it's going to happen. If I had to make a total on the amount of wins they're going to have, I'd probably make it 2. I think they're going to go 2-2 in these last four. That will not get them in. But, King John, the worst place to be in sports is 500 because you're not good enough to win it all, but you're not bad enough to get better through the draft. But then again, the Bears also traded all the draft picks away, so they're screwed no matter what.
Well, on that happy note, I'll let you go. Thank you, Sam.
All right, King. See you later.
That's Sam Panionovich.